Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 35, South India, Episode 2, Vasudeva Amrita Prada. I have thus described Sri Krishna Chaitanya's behavior elaborately in the case of the Kurma Brahmana. In this way you will know Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dealings throughout South India. Thus, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would remain at night in one place, and the next morning after bathing, Sri Krishna Chaitanya would start again. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, the Brahmana Kurma followed Sri Krishna Chaitanya a great distance, but eventually Lord Chaitanya took care to send the Kurma Brahmana back home. And there was also a Brahmana named Vasudeva, who was a great person, but was suffering from leprosy. Indeed, his body was filled with living worms. And although suffering from leprosy, the Brahmana Vasudeva was enlightened. And as soon as one worm fell from his body, he would pick it up and place it back again in the very same location. Then, one night, Vasudev heard of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's arrival. And so in the morning, Vasudev came to see Sri Krishna Chaitanya at the house of Kurma Brahmana. But when the leper Vasudev came to Kurma's house to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vasudev was informed that Sri Krishna Chaitanya had already left. The leper then fell to the ground unconscious. When Vasudeva, the leper Brahmana, was lamenting due to not being able to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya himself immediately returned to that very spot and embraced Vasudeva. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touched Vasudeva, both the leprosy and his distress went to a distant place. Indeed, Vasudeva's body became very beautiful. In great happiness, the Brahmana Vasudeva was astonished to behold the wonderful mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so he began to recite a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, touching Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. Kvahang daridra papiyan kva krishna sri niketana brahma bandhur iti smahang bahubhyam parirambitaha. Oh, who am I? A sinful poor friend of a brahmana. And who is Krishna? The supreme personality of Godhead, full in six opulences. But nonetheless, Krishna has embraced me with his two arms. O my merciful Lord Gauranga, such mercy is not possible for ordinary living entities. Such mercy can be found only in you. Why, upon seeing me, even a sinful person goes away due to my bad bodily odor. And yet, you have touched me. Such is the independent behavior of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Being meek and humble, the Brahmana Vasudeva worried that he might become proud after being cured by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So to protect the Brahmana, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised Vasudeva to chant the Hare Krishna mantra incessantly, for by doing so, the Brahmana Vasudeva would never become unnecessarily proud. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also advised Vasudeva to preach about Krishna and thus liberate living entities. And as a result, Krishna would very soon accept Vasudeva as his devotee. After instructing the Brahmana Vasudeva in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared from that place. Then the two Brahmanas, Kurma and Vasudeva, embraced each other and began to cry, remembering the transcendental qualities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus, I have described how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reclaimed the leper Vasudeva and so received the name Vasudevamrita Pratha. I admit that I do not know the beginning or end of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. However, whatever I have written, I have heard from the mouths of great personalities. O devotees, please do not consider my offenses in this regard, for your lotus feet are my only shelter. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghuna, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. The following are purports on this section from His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. The verse which was recited by the Brahmana Vasudev was actually spoken by Sudama Brahmana in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in connection with Sudama's meeting Lord Krishna. Although Vasudev Vipra was a leper and had suffered greatly, still, after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cured him, Sri Krishna Chaitanya instructed Vasudeva to preach Krishna consciousness. Indeed, the only return Sri Krishna Chaitanya wanted was that Vasudeva preach the instructions of Krishna and liberate all human beings. That is the process of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Each and every member of this society was rescued from a very abominable condition, but now they are engaged in preaching the cult of Krishna consciousness. They are not only cured of the disease called materialism, but are also living a very happy life. Everyone accepts them as great devotees of Krishna, and their qualities are manifest in their very faces. So if one wants to be recognized as a devotee by Krishna, then he or she should take to preaching work following the advice of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then one will undoubtedly attain the lotus feet of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Lord Krishna himself, without delay. The name Vasudevamrita Pratha is mentioned in the verses which were composed by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. When a person actually revives his or her consciousness with thoughts of Krishna, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he or she revives one's spiritual life and becomes addicted to the service of the Lord. Only then can one act as an acharya. In other words, everyone should engage in preaching, following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way, one will be very much appreciated by Lord Krishna and will quickly be recognized by Krishna. Actually, the devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must engage in preaching in order to increase the followers of the Lord, by thus preaching actual Vedic knowledge all over the world. One will benefit all mankind. Recorded January 14, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.